to pray for a great friend of mine, Brother Johnson, in Summit, Mississippi. They're doing tests on him. He has cancer in his body, but we heard of two testimonies this morning of God healing cancer. Amen. Brother Johnson pastors there in Mississippi, and we're going to believe the Lord that he would just completely heal him. Amen. Somebody would say, this is an elderly man. That's just biology. But I want to tell you, that's just Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. So we're going to believe God to do that. Touch people's bodies. Sister Tamara, remember them. Brother Boren, want to remind you to pray for Brother Boren. Amen. And let's pray that God would touch him. Others tonight, Sister Riley is very sick tonight. Want the Lord to touch her body. And those that are not here, take a look around. Amen. If you know somebody's not here, give them a text, give them a call. Amen. And we want the Lord to touch and minister. We're so thankful that you're here. Praise God. I'm thankful God's here. Amen. Praise God. Let's go to him. Lord, we thank you for your grace and power. Thank you for the beauty of your spirit. Thank you for the mercies. God, everything you've given, we ask you to touch Brother Johnson tonight. God, touch Sister Tamara, Brother Boren. We thank you for touching our elderly saints, God, that cannot be here tonight. We ask you to minister to the Riley family, Lord, as well. Thank you for your grace and power, your spirit. We worship you tonight because of who you are. We give you praise and we thank you tonight for the grand privilege of being in your house and knowing that you're our God. Amen. Somebody say amen. Praise God. Tuesday night we will be baptizing this young man that's been coming to church, Caleb. Amen. Received a phone call a while ago or text. And we gave him a Bible study and I heard different things, but I said, hey, I know what the Lord did the other day in that Bible study, Will. Amen. We received a text a while ago before service, and he is desiring to be baptized. We're going to fill this baptistry up for Tuesday night. Amen. Praise God. And let me just say what we're trying to do on Tuesday nights. We're trying to teach. We're trying to present the Word of God on Tuesday nights, and we want you to be part of this. We want you to grow in God. And I want you to make it all the way to heaven with us. Praise God. We want to give the goods. Tonight, if you have your Bible, you want to turn to John, the 15th chapter. But while you go in there, the last Sunday of the month, which is Memorial Day, what we're going to be doing, we'll have Sunday morning service. And I do have a slide. We just need to download it and all. We'll put it up there later on. But Memorial Day, what we will do, we have praise in a park at 2:00 that day after the morning service. And I think the choir is going to be singing. And also that evening, we're going to come back to church about 5:00 and we're going to have potluck. I'm going to see if we can get some homemade ice cream made here. And we're going to have a good time of fellowship that evening. And we're excited that we could take this night and just pull back and fellowship with another. It's a good time for you to come together and worship the Lord that morning and at the park that day at 2:00 and come back at 5:00 and just have a good time of just church fellowship. Amen. Praise God. We've got a busy summer, but we're so thankful that we could just go forward in Jesus. Praise God. Amen. John, the 15th chapter, in verses 1 through 4 is what I want to read. Jesus said, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. Every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Boy, immediately in this scripture it says, if it doesn't bear fruit, he takes it away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purges. It seems like there is a taking away. When you purge something or prune something, it seems like, wow, you're really damaging that tree. No, you're helping that tree. I'm glad that God has attention on us. Now, verse 3 says, now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Verse 4, abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. No more can ye, except ye abide in me. And it's just saying today, amen, oh, when you abide in Jesus and Jesus abides in you, you're going to bring forth fruit. And I'm thankful today for the power of the Holy Ghost at work in my life. How about you? Amen. Let's pray together. Thank you for the word tonight, Jesus. We love and we praise you. We worship you. We give you honor today, God, for your grace and power. Thank you, God, for working in us the work that we can't do of ourselves. But we thank you today in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. You may be seated. Amen. I'm thankful for the word of God. Amen. Abiding in Jesus Christ, amen, is not passive. It is direct and intentional. If you're going to be in Jesus Christ, you're going to be intentional. It's going to be an act of spiritual loyalty. Why? Amen. Because I love Jesus. Somebody loves what God's doing, amen, in lives. Amen. But when you really love God, you're going to love him by your ways. Amen. There's going to be something in your life that you love, and you're going to reserve your life completely for him. Amen. It's going to be intentional. Amen. Your relationship is not going to be just because of what you get out of it. Amen. But what you've, amen, who you're in love with. Amen. You can really find out somebody's life. Amen. You hear their talk. You hear the things that they like. And if a lady enjoys going to Goodwill or going to garage sales and like to find good deals, pretty soon in their conversation, they're going to talk about it. If a man likes to work on cars and enjoys piddling with cars, pretty soon he will talk about it. If somebody likes to eat, they'll tell you about it. If somebody likes to fish, they'll tell you about it. If somebody likes to garden, they'll bring it up. And when you love Jesus Christ, it's going to be in your conversation, but it's going to be in your life. Amen. Because it's Christ in you. You're going to abide in him. There's something intentional. And you're going to build your identity and your strength in that union with Jesus Christ. Amen. Oh, and I want to just say that man has the tendency for failure. How many's ever fell or fallen or done something crazy and foolish? How many's ever made a mistake in life? Let me see your hand. Amen. Oh, I see hands up. And those that didn't raise their hands, they're lying. Amen. Praise God. Amen. We've all made mistakes. How many's ever said something that you wish that you could have pulled it back? And once you opened your mouth and said it, you knew it was wrong. How many's ever tried to say something right and it come out wrong? I've tried to compliment somebody and help somebody, but in doing so, I mean, boy, when I tried, even though I tried in my efforts, I failed. Man has the tendency to fail. Man has a tendency to always have failure in his life. But I want to thank God tonight because God gives the tenacity. God gives the determination. God gives the persistence. And God gives the grit for us to stay in him. Amen. There's a difference between a tendency. That's the norm. That's just, you know, something that you're going to do and something that, you know, that the most probable thing you're going to do is fail on your own. But the scripture says, the Lord said, if you abide in me and I abide in you, amen, there's going to have something. There's going to be life in you. There's going to be things that are produced in you. That's the tendency of man is to be a failure. But the tenacity that God gives you is that you could live for him, that you could be strong. God would give you the persistence and the grit, and God would help you to achieve. I'm thankful today for there's good success in God. Amen. The scripture says in Joshua chapter 1, the only place in the Bible that mentions success is Joshua chapter 1 and verse 8. If you continue the word of God, you do the things of the word. The scripture says in Joshua, you shall have good success. But you got to abide. It's got to be intentional. You got to have the things of God. But success will be, amen, something that's not just a tendency, but a tenacity. Amen. Something that is strong, rooted inside of us when we abide in Christ, when we let the Holy Ghost rule and let God be God in our life, there's something that comes alive in us. It's more than a goal. It's more than a belief, but it's God at work in my life. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, I'm thankful that, friend, you don't have to convince me today. I have a God that's already at work. I have a God that's already in action today in my soul. Now, the word tenacity, and again, it is that persistence that a person gets. For example, her tenacity helped her overcome every obstacle. Or maybe the athlete showed great tenacity in training through his injury. That root word tenacity from that Latin thing, it means to hold fast. It means to get a grip. And when the Lord began to speak, abide in me, he is telling us, get a grip, stay put in me. It speaks of a continual, unwavering connection. That's tenacity. Amen. Something that, oh, that hangs on. Something that is there. Amen. Have you ever got a grasper on in your socks and put your foot inside of a shoe? That grasper has the ability to stay there. Amen. It's there, friend. I'm telling you, you got to pick it out. And in doing so, you're going to get stuck by that grasper. It's going to take some effort. Friend, I want that kind of stickability in Jesus Christ. I want that power to say, hey, amen, the winds may blow, the rains may fall, the problems may come, but I'm going to stay put in Jesus Christ. I'm going to abide in him. I'm going to hold fast to the things of God. Amen. It calls us to remain rooted. It causes us by staying in Christ. Guess what? We're also clean through the word of God. We're obedient. And there's a faithfulness that begins to come about through that persistence that you have. It's not just an emotional commitment. It's kind of like the man who begins to think, you know, mind over matter, mind over reason. And he stood in the midst of a busy intersection. And he thought, you know, I'm bigger than any car, and it's mind over matter. And he got ran over by a truck. All because he did not use common sense. I want to tell you, the Holy Ghost will give you sense. The Holy Ghost will give you wisdom. When you follow God, God will give you the ability to get out of the way of the truck. God will give you the ability to get out of the way of sin and to stay right, put up in his glory. The common, amen, thing in this hour is for man to be a failure. And hell wants you to stay in the tendency of being in the realm of the flesh. He wants you to be that one that will always fail and falter. But I have a God that's for us. I have a God that is really behind us tonight. You've got a God that is pulling for you. A God that wants you to make it tonight. He's not willing that any should perish, but that you should make it in him. Hallelujah. In fact, amen, how beautiful. There's a contrast between the sinful nature and learning to yield in the spirit. And learning to yield is finally realizing I can't make it on my own. Learning to give myself to God is realizing that I'm a failure. My tendencies is always to be a loser. Amen. But I'm thankful tonight that I'm not a loser. I'm a winner in Jesus Christ because I've learned to abide in him. I learned to give him the battle. I learned to him to give him me. Amen. My life is nothing without God. And he is saying this in John the 15th chapter. If you abide in me and I abide in you. Amen. Oh, there's going to be some fruit. There's going to be something that happens. There's going to be a miraculous thing. It's amazing for to watch. I imagine Brother Martin, whenever he begins to plant, he's looked at that field at his house many a times. And if we had every bushel of potatoes, every bushel of onions that Brother Martin has planted, amen, I promise you, amen, we could fill up, I'm telling you, probably this building. Amen. But through the years, amen, he has to go out there and he had to work the soil. He had to work with what he had and he had to begin to prep it. Amen. Many times that old tractor gets out and he works it back and forth and it works it and works it. And finally there comes a day that he takes the seed and he puts it in that ground. Oh, well, I want to tell you the miraculous part is this. When you plant it deep and you put it in the right condition, all of a sudden there is a miracle that we call germination. There is a transformation. That old seed all of a sudden begins to die, but inside of it there is life, and it begins to sprout and begins to root. And God wants somebody in this day and hour to sprout, and God wants you to put your root down, and God wants to bring forth fruit in your life. You may be a nobody, but in Christ you could be something. Amen. In Ephesians 5:27, he said that he may present to himself a glorious church, having not spot or wrinkle. Amen. An ongoing spiritual resolve. It's inside of a person that wants to really be something in Jesus Christ. That you resolve, I'm staying put. Amen. Oh, the winds may blow, the rains may come, but I want to be something in Jesus Christ. I'm here, friend. Amen. I didn't get in church just to, I hadn't committed my life just to be seen, but I'm in here for the long run. Amen. I'm thankful the power of God that God was willing to give his life. Amen. He wasn't some wimp on the cross. He didn't call angels, but he said, I will endure that you can endure. I will give that you could have hope. And I will bless that you could have an opportunity to know eternal life. Amen. And there's a holy tenacity that God gives. So tonight, if there's something that I want to talk to you about, it's just that, a holy tenacity. How many wants that holy tenacity, that holy purpose, that holy perseverance, that God-driven something inside of you that will make it, that will cause you to keep going forward? Amen. Oh, friend, I want a refusal of hell. I want, the Bible says we deny ungodliness and worldly lust. How do you deny something? It tells you, hey, I don't have no time for you, devil. I don't have time for these things. When we begin to deny the things of ungodliness, amen, it means that we're sold out. It means that we're committed. It means we have a tenacity. Amen. When we say no to the flesh and we say no to the world, God gives us power to say yes to him. Amen. Amen. A holy tenacity, the power of staying connected, clean, and committed to Christ. Amen. We're clean. The Bible says we're justified and we're sanctified by the Spirit of God. John 15 says you're clean through the word. And it's amazing. I almost tonight asked Brother Josh to go get all the cleaning supplies. And I was going to arm all our young people at the front of the building. I was going to give them each one of these spray bottles or something. And talking about arming up against the germs of this hour. Against the filth of this hour. Amen. Oh, friend, we live in a filthy generation. Amen. A filthy generation. A filthy generation. Amen. I'm talking about a filthy, perverted generation. You don't believe me? This is a filthy generation. Amen. In just a matter of moments, filthiness can invade like germs. Amen. We live in an hour where filthiness and ungodliness and unwholesomeness and sin, amen, wants to get in the mind and the heart of people. Amen. You don't believe me? You just sit at the dinner table sometimes. Amen. And you'll find that people around you in a restaurant, everybody's got their nose to this. Watching young people today, amen, at Stephen F. Austin, some students, every one of them, they couldn't take 10 steps without doing this. I mean, constantly walking. I wonder how many times you got to look at it. I mean, and it's crazy in this hour, amen, because the world has an agenda and the enemy has an agenda. But I want to tell you, the church of the living God has an agenda. I'm not going to be overcome by the things of the world. I have a tenacity that is alive inside me that says, amen, God, I really want to please you. How many really wants to please God? I want to bless God. I don't want my life to be in the tendency of humanity that's a failure, but I determine in my soul that I'm going to bless God. I determined in my spirit that I'm going to live for God. When you abide in God, there's a cleansing, there's a flow. Amen. And man, I could get a big old bottle of bleach with a little spray bottle up here. And I was going to do that. Man, I thought about doing that tonight and talking about the evils that come. But I'm going to tell you, soap can only clean so many things. Bleach can only sanitize so many different things. Amen. And hand sanitizer can only do just a little bit. But I want to tell you, there's something that is beautiful when somebody has a resolution in their spirit. I'm not letting that affect me. Amen. Hallelujah. When you keep your heart, amen, you keep the door shut to the things of the enemy, the salesman of the flesh, amen, called temptation. When it comes up knocking on your door, amen, you think, oh, not my little girl, not my young boy, not my mama, not my daddy, not my brother, not my sister, not my wife, not my husband. I want to tell you, the tendency of humanity is to be a loser and a failure. But when you have the tenacity to say in your spirit, God, I'm not my own. This body don't belong to me. It belongs to you. You can shut the door on temptation and you can say, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. If you learn to abide, abide in him. Amen. Ephesians said he was sanctified and cleansed us by the washing of the water by the word. Amen. It's funny to me, after COVID, during COVID time, we've seen a lot of people wear these masks. And Sister Rachel's here. She would tell you, what is M something? Yeah. You know what? They use those, and they don't, I mean, within a few minutes, they're no good. And they made us wear those. They didn't make me wear them. I mean, I'm kind of like a friend of mine, a pastor friend. He said, back in that time, he told me, he said, I can't wear this mask. I have CS. They didn't know what CS is. And so they just said, okay, you have CS. You know what it was? Common sense. And it's crazy because I've seen people driving down the road and still do it. With mask on. Only person in a car with a mask on. And if you know anything about the medical field, I mean, those things are not used, I mean, just a little bit, and they're already corrupted. They're already defiled. And we think, oh, well, we're really protected. No, I'm going to tell you, a germ knows how to get in. A virus knows how to get in. You don't have to do much to get a virus, just to be susceptible to it. And sin's the same way. You think, man, I'm strong and all this. But if you're not abiding in Christ, if you're not praying, if you're not in the Word, if you're not communing with God and yielding to the Holy Ghost, I'm going to tell you, the tendency will overtake the tenacity. The tendency of the flesh is this. If you're not strong in God, you're going to be weak in the flesh. If you're not really praying and abiding in God, amen, there's something that's going to take you out. Amen, it's more than COVID. It's more than a germ. It's more than a vile bacteria. Amen, it's more than a virus. But sin, the Bible says, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. And death is not just your heart quit beating and your respiratory system quit working. It means that you're forever separated from God. I'm thankful today that I have a tenacity inside of me that says, I got to make it. I want to live in God. I want to be something for God. I want to beat the tendency. Amen. Tenacity and tendency are in the arena tonight. Which one is going to win? And Brother Zach, we say this all the time. Oh, Indian Chief, he was met by a young brave, and Brother Thomas, they were watching two dogs fight. Both of these dogs were fighting, and the young brave said, "Old chief, which one of these dogs are going to win?" And that old wise chief stood up straight, and he waited a little bit. He didn't answer immediately. He finally said, "The one that you feed the most is going to win. When you feed the things of the flesh, it's going to win. But when you feed the things of the Spirit in your life, amen, the Spirit's going to take over." I'm thankful for the power of the Holy Ghost tonight. Amen. I'm thankful for the power and the tenacity that God gives when you abide in God. When you live for God with all your heart, all your soul, you're not going to be susceptible to the things of hell. Amen. I'm talking to somebody today. Amen. The only antidote for the things of the flesh and against the flesh is to yield to God. God is looking for somebody that will yield to Him. Somebody that God can work through in their life. Only God can make you clean. Only God can make you holy. There's not enough bleach. There's not enough Lysol. There's not enough things in this world to make you holy. Nothing can replace your relationship with God. The old nature don't go away by just trying harder. It dies only when we learn to yield to God. I'm going to say it again. The old nature doesn't go away when you're just trying harder. It dies only when we learn to yield to the Spirit of the Lord God Almighty. Selfishness, pride, lust, fear are uprooted when the heart chooses to abide in the vine. I want to stay in the flow of the Holy Ghost. Amen. When we are connected to the source of life and holiness, there's something beautiful about it. God begins to flow. God begins to operate. Amen. Beauty is not something I put on, but something that God is working in me and I start putting out. And it's not busyness about the kingdom, the business of the kingdom. You can get so busy that you quit praying. You get so busy doing church work. Even as a pastor, I get so caught up doing things that I quit praying. I quit seeking God. We got to yield. We got to learn to yield. We got to learn to surrender. We got to learn to step out of the way and let the Holy Ghost begin to work in us. Amen. I want you to say another thing. I want you to catch this. You ever heard the word agape? Anybody ever heard that word agape? That's a Greek word for love. It means the highest class of love. We have love. You know, when I love fried chicken. I also love my wife. But I love God. That word, love God, should be the highest form of love that you have. You see, I could do without fried chicken. And I can't do without my wife. But something could happen, and I still got to go forward. But I can't do without God. And many people talk about agape, and they make it sloppy agape. It becomes sloppy agape. In other words, there's no commitment. There's no devotion. When you really love something, you're going to stay devoted. Somebody was just asking me the other day about, this man was talking about something, and we was talking about devotion to our spouses, and I said, that means if all of a sudden she dries up and she just, poor little lady that you love so much, her teeth falls out, her hair falls out. She is nothing but a skeleton that you have to carry around. You have to change a diaper in order for her to live and exist and feed her with a spoon. And if you still committed and love her, amen, that means something. I want to tell you, when you're devoted to somebody, amen, things does not get in your way. You're devoted. God wants somebody to be devoted to him in that kind of manner. Not just sloppy agape, but you love God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your substance. I'm talking to somebody tonight, amen, how beautiful when we start abiding in God. God gives a holy tenacity. God gives something that calls you a stickability. It's not positive mental attitude, but it's a holiness and a righteousness that is alive inside of you when you learn to abide in him. Amen. And it's crazy when we talk about abide, I cannot help but go ahead and use the word hide in him. I want to hide in him. Amen. It's kind of like the little chicks. It started raining and thundering, and their whole world, they had never seen such. They were new to life. And the rain started beating on the ground and bouncing off the ground, and it started thundering. Guess where they ran? Under the coverage of their little mother's wings. Amen. The Bible says the Lord would cover us the same way. Amen. That mother chick gets it, gathering her little mother hen gathers her chicks under her wings. I'm thankful today that I could hide in Jesus Christ. Amen. I know where to run to. Are you thankful that we can run to Jesus Christ? Many people want to run to Jesus in the time of trouble without knowing him in the time of goodness. Amen. God wants you to live for him when everything's going right. That way, when everything's excuse me, everything's going wrong, you still know where to go to. Amen. Amen. Scripture said we're born again by the incorruptible word of God, something eternal. A salvation that was planned before the foundation of the world, that God desired for you to come to him and hide in him. Amen. Under the wings of God. That way, when the world, the accuser begins to come around. Think about it. If you're ever going to live for God, there's going to be a time that the enemy begins to accuse you and tell you, look what they did in their past. They begin to point their finger at you and say, oh, but you don't know. That's Guillermo. You don't know what, man, we don't know what he used to do. You don't know all his past. Well, I'm thankful I don't know his past, because it's covered on the blood of Jesus Christ. Brother, when you got baptized in Jesus' name, the Lord wanted to hide your past under his blood. Nobody could find it. Nobody could read it. And, oh, some people in your family say, oh, I remember the day. But I'm thankful that God says, no, I will remember them no more. What a God that we have, that we can hide under his wings today, under the blood of Jesus Christ. But you can't find it until you abide in him. There's something eternal. It's not just one little thing and all of a sudden, amen, when the enemy comes against you, Brother Will, and pulls up the account and says, but, you know, my recollection, I can remember that. I can remember in 2021, you did this. 2022, you did this. 2023, you did this. And Brother Will, you could stand up and say, but let me tell you what I did do. I did come to the house of God. I repented of my sins. I took on the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. When the accuser comes, I have something to hide behind. Amen. I have a God that will stick with me, stand with me, and be with me. Amen. When I live for him and abide in him. Amen. No safer place, no greater hope, no better place than to be in Jesus Christ. In fact, you'll find a lot of theologians, people that study the Bible, talks about nothing can pluck you out of the hands of the Lord. Amen. So I got to thinking about this. And y'all know sometimes my mind works different than most people. So, Brother Brent, come up here. I know what the word pluck means. I grew up in the country. I plucked chickens before. Anybody else pluck chickens? And when that scripture said pluck, it means start plucking the feathers off a chicken. No man can pluck you out of the hands of God. I want you to pretend that this platform is the hands of God. And I want you to think about it. When I first heard that scripture, nobody could pluck you out of the hands of God. Now, as a little boy, probably 11, 12 years old, when it registered, nobody could pluck you out of the hands of God. I didn't think like pluck. I thought like pluck with your thumb. It means they had a pluck war. You ever pluck somebody? Somebody's ever plucked you in the ear? Amen. I love it. If this is the hand of God, bro, when you abide in God, there's nobody can pluck you out of the hands of God. Have you ever been plucked? Amen. That's why it gets hurting. I mean, it gets hurting when somebody plucks you on the ear. Amen. I remember getting a whipping, a beating, not really a beating, but a paddling. Amen. When I was in Christian school, all the reason why, amen, it was chapel service and somebody plucked me on the ear. And when they did, I hit them. And you ever heard Brother Timothy Spell sing "When God Unfolds the Rose"? Well, when he unfolded that paddle right here, he got it right, didn't he? It was all because I was plucking. Somebody plucked me in the ear, and it hurt, and I hit him. Got in a fight, but I suffered the consequence. No man could pluck you out of the hands of God. I want to tell you, the enemy wants to put you near, and that pluck will push you sometimes, amen, to the edge, and you think, oh, well, it's not going to do it. Amen. The enemy starts plucking on you. And I know I'm taking it out of context, amen, but I want to tell you, sometimes you feel plucked by the enemy. Sometimes you're hurt. You feel, I can't stand anything else. But I'm thankful today that I have a God that says no. Amen. Nothing's going to stand between me and that person when they abide in me. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to tell somebody in the Holy Ghost today, when the enemy starts plucking on you, amen, you need to stand up and say, amen, hey, I belong to God. I have a God that's going to keep me, a God that's going to hold me, a God that's going to bless me, a God that's going to be with me. God wants a glorious overcoming church, amen, oh, that doesn't follow the tendency of the world, but has a tenacity of the Holy Ghost, a holy tenacity that says, God, I belong to you. Amen. His desire is not a weak, sin-stained, backslidden people, but a glorious church, not having spot, cleansed from all the guilt. Yes, we were guilty. I mean, it's been guilty of things. Without wrinkle. Amen. We got a lot of wrinkles, don't we? I'm not talking about facial wrinkles. I'm not talking about skin. How many's got wrinkles in your life? Things that just, man. Uh-huh. Holy without blemish. Man, I got spots in my life. I got spots in my life I don't want you to go look at. I've got things that I did and said that I don't want nobody to know about. I bring them to Jesus Christ. How does this happen? By abiding and staying and yielding and hiding in him. Yeah, we have the tendency of failure, but God gives the tenacity to abide. When I finally just say, this is my spot in Jesus Christ. Amen. The final thought tonight is abide in him. Let his word cleanse you. Let his spirit transform you. Let his blood justify you. You know what that word justify means? That's a big Bible word, Coley. But that big Bible word justify means, in my simple terms, just as if I'd never done it. Are you thankful that Jesus Christ has blood and power? Amen. When the world says, oh. But when the blood of Jesus comes, it's just as if I'd never done it. I'm thankful for the power of the Lord Jesus, the tenacity that it gives. Nothing can replace God, but only God can make you clean when you abide in him. And oh, friend, a worthless individual, a hopeless individual, a person with a tendency of life, a tendency of being a failure, God takes them, and when he gets done with them, they become the person that bears much fruit. Are you thankful that you qualify today, amen, for the glory of God and His Spirit in your life? Stand with me in this place. I want that holy tendency to overrule, the tenacity to overrule the tendency of humanity. Amen. In the arena tonight, the champion of ungodliness is your tendency. Tendency, your habits, your failures, the probabilities. Tendency wants to claim you. You know her. You know him. You know Josh. His tendencies, yes, 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 yes. That's Josh. He's got full of tendencies in his life. He's got a track record. But I'm thankful. The blood of Jesus Christ, and when we abide in him, when we stay in him, when we love him the right way, amen, the Lord begins to work in us and take the old tendencies and give us a tenacity, amen, that is a holy one, that we have the grit to stand. We have the root in our life, amen, that is put down. And this old seed that was just once a seed begins to sprout and begin to germinate. And pretty soon, Brother Martin, you look across that field where your garden's at today, and you start looking, look, it's just this big. And next week it's that big. And pretty soon you're able to walk out there and you're able to say, look at this squash. Look at these potatoes. Look at that cherished treasure of a homegrown tomato that you take that is ripened. You know what the Lord's looking for? The Lord's looking for somebody to bring forth fruit. And somebody to bear forth his glory to a lost and dying world. The evidence is in the fruit. Amen. When you have the tenacity to say, God, I'm yours. Amen. Lift your hands in this building with me tonight. I want you to pray, God, put it in my life, Lord Jesus. Come on, pray it, Lord. Make it personal. God, I want to be strong in you and the power of your might. Hallelujah. God, I want to be something for you, Jesus. I want you to live in me. I want to abide in you, God, and you abide in me. Let there be oneness, Lord Jesus, in my soul. Let there be oneness in my life, oh God. Oneness in my doings. Hallelujah. Here am I, Jesus. Teach me to yield. Teach me to give over, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 You need a good washing tonight. You need a good cleansing. The Holy Ghost is here. God wants to wash away every troubled stain, everything that you can't get loose of. All your past that keeps haunting you. Those wrong things that you have said, those wrong actions if you've done. Those mistakes that the enemy don't let you by with. That he condemns you. God wants you to have power over condemnation. God wants you to be hid under his mercy. Under his blood. Hallelujah. You got something in your life you need to bring to Jesus tonight. You need to hide it in him. Won't you come? Hallelujah. The Lord delights when somebody comes to him and just yields and surrenders and gives. Come on, God's ready tonight to love you. God's ready to work through you. He wants to abide in you. He wants to make you a glorious people. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Won't you come and worship the Lord with us now? Won't you come and yield yourself to the presence of the Lord? The potter's here to mold. Come on, he wants to press in some things in your life and he wants to take out some things. The Holy Ghost is working tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Love the Lord with me right now. Come on, don't get so busy that you're just ready to walk out. Come on, get a touch from the Lord tonight. Get what God has for you. Yield to the Lord and let the Spirit of the Lord minister to you. Hallelujah. Don't leave here tonight without getting what the Holy Ghost has for you. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, he has beauty for failures. He has joy for sorrows and regret. Come on, let him give you power for your regrets, for your tendencies. Amen. Let him change it. Give you a holy tenacity, a holy resolution to stay put in his grace. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for your goodness. Hallelujah. Make me tonight, Jesus.
A vessel of honor used.
Hallelujah.
To praise your holy.
Come on, God's ready tonight. Oh, he delights in somebody just to love him.
Worthy.
To let him. Come on, we exchange those old guilty things, problems. Those things that unfit your life. Surrender them to God. Hallelujah. Give them over to Jesus. God, I can't on my own. So I come to you, Jesus.
Full of your love.
Thank you, Jesus.
Merciful and true. A vessel of honor and a blessing unto you. Place me on the potter's wheel. Every single day.
Hallelujah. Yes, indeed, Jesus.
Because I want to make it.
I want to make it.
This is where I will stay. Under your watchful eye, with your hand upon my life, molding me, Lord, and making me pleasing in your sight.
Let the Holy Ghost work in you right now.
Worthy,
worthy, worthy, worthy is the Lord
of your glory.
Hallelujah.
Not my will, but thine, dear Lord. Help me to change into someone so full of your love, merciful and true, a vessel of honor. Sing out to you.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
There's no greater honor than to be used by you.
Thank you, Jesus.
To have your spirit in my life, the anointing flowing through. Finish strong. until the Savior finally calls us home. Give it everything you have. Finish well.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Finish well. Every day that you've been given, finish well. For the glory of his name, finish strong. Until the Savior finally calls us home. Give it everything you have. Finish well.
Amen. Would you thank the Lord for his blood tonight? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the goodness of your mercies, God, working on my life. Thank you for the fountain of cleansing today, Jesus, and for eternal promises that you give. Hallelujah. Amen. Do you know you got more to go to heaven for than you did yesterday? I know we used to sing that song. I heard that song as a kid. Got more to go to heaven for than I did yesterday, but it means more now. I got more to go to heaven for, more than street of gold, walls of jasper. I've got eternal life. Amen. Waiting for me. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord, tonight. Hallelujah. Praise God. Would you pray with somebody near you before we dismiss tonight? Would you pray for them? Lord Jesus, let it matter to us what matters to you. God, give us that, Lord, in our spirits, God, that grit, God, that power, Lord, to live for you in the midst of everything. I love and I trust you, Jesus. Let me bless you with my whole life. Let me give everything over to you, Jesus. I love and I trust you. Put it in my life, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Amen. The Lord bless you tonight. Amen. Let's grow to and go to heaven. How? You're dismissed. Amen. We love you.